For years, a variety of groups have been arrayed against Vermont Yankee, including the Vermont Public Interest Research Group.
You know, we've raised a lot of resources and we've spent a lot of resources in this campaign.
Executive Director Paul Byrne says VPIRG's fight against Yankee reached a high point in 2010 with a Vermont Senate vote against the continued operation of the plant. In the past 3 years, Yankee hasn't been a major focus, and so far there's been no drop-off in support. In fact, Byrne says the group's budget continues to grow annually because VPIRG is a fairly broad-based organization.
We're working on dozens of issues, consumer protection, energy, environment, campaign finance.
The same is true for the Vermont Natural Resources Council. Executive Director Brian Shoup says Yankee has never been a centerpiece of the group's fundraising.
We have done a little bit of fundraising around Yankee, but we also had a lot of expenses because of Yankee that we'll no longer have.
The financial hit from Yankee's closing may be more deeply felt by the groups that have staked their claim on fighting the plant. Vermont Citizens Action Network, or VCAN, is a small group associated with the national anti-nuclear group, the Citizens Awareness Network. VCAN President Chris Williams says the organization will work to make sure Yankee is decommissioned properly, but he acknowledges there's not going to be as much public interest in that issue.
Yes, there are people who will and who already have declared victory and are moving on.
VCAN operates on a small budget. The largest expense the group incurs is for a State House lobbyist. Williams himself is paid a stipend, and the rest of the work is done by volunteers.
And when you're that lean, as long as you can keep the committed people working hard, the ripple, if you will, or a downward spiral in funding won't have that much of an impact.
Williams believes there will still be enough people interested in the decommissioning process and the issues surrounding the storage of nuclear waste to support his organization. That's also the sentiment at the Brattleboro-based New England Coalition on Nuclear Power, which has waged a 40-year fight against Yankee and other regional nuclear plants. NEC's Clay Turnbull sees the potential to build a stronger public consensus over decommissioning than there was during debate over closing Yankee. And that could translate into continued support for his organization.
I think we are going to have a new set of donors based on the next chapter, this decommissioning chapter.
But Turnbull acknowledges that many people will be less interested in Yankee now that the plant is closing.
Because we have passed a milestone, there are a lot of folks, I think, that will say, it's closed, we want it, and let's move on.
Turnbull is one of two paid staff members at NEC, and both are half-time employees. He says the group is always run on a shoestring budget, and that may be more challenging in the future.
We've invested our funds over the years in our legal initiatives and not as much into building the foundation of an organization. So we have to address that.
Turnbull says it's too early to tell what impact Yankee's pending closing will have on financial support for NEC. Year-end giving may provide the first glimpse of what the future holds. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.